Welcome to the American Rescue Plan Special Committee. Thank you to Peter, who chaired this for many years and got us through this. He's now, obviously, you know, he's the chair. I am going to do the best I can to get through this and try to live up to his standards. So with that, we'll start the meeting with Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So welcome to the February 1st, the first meeting of the year for the American Rescue Plan. Thank you to Tyrone. We're going to live stream this, and thank you very much, Tyrone, for taking care of that for us. And, roll call.
Chair Corcoran.
Here.
Deputy Chair Sperry.
Here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Levine.
Here.
Legislator Lopez.
Here.
All five present.
Okay, so we'll just go over real quickly the mission and Resolution 7 of 2022. We're going to establish the American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee to dedicate the investment and allocation of American Rescue Plan Act funds. As such, the committee is responsible for reviewing any and all proposed related to the assignment of ARPA funds and is not required to review the subsequent and underlying contracts and intermunicipal agreements. For today's purpose and in the continuance of the committee's work in prior periods, the following resolution has been routed to the ARPA. In future meetings, these resolutions, which are not related to the allocation assignments or dedication of ARPA funds, will be routed to the committees of jurisdiction and will not be reviewed by the ARPA committee. So basically what we're saying is we're going to schedule this meeting for the first Thursday of every month at 4 o'clock, but they are going to be as needed. Because as we send these, everything we've done, and most of the committee members are here, and welcome to Legislator Clinton, to the committee. But over the last 2 years, along with the with Nate and his staff, they've done a fantastic job of getting most of this money allocated and pushed somewhere. So for us to come back every month and to constantly go over that, I feel is repetitious. The tracker will be continued to be monitored by legislative staff and will be available at any time for anybody to look at. We will have it at the meetings again as needed, but that tracker will be continued. So with that said, any questions? Okay, so we're going to go to the approval of the November 29th and December 12th meeting minutes. Any discussion on the minutes?
I'll move it.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We'll move along. All right. So we'll, with that said, we'll move into resolutions. So the resolution 19, amending capital project number 598, ARPA, Community Wellness Hub, Crisis Stabilization Center, renovations, City of Kingston, amending the 2024 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This resolution is the remaining funds allocated to the Crisis Stabilization Center into the Capital Fund for Construction Services, and I'll open it up for discussion. And I know we've got Tara McDonald and Jolene Darby here for input.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second. Right. So, Julie, can you just give a brief update
on
where we're at?
Yes,
so,
please.
For everyone that I haven't met, I'm Jolene. I'm new to the Department of Health. I've been here for about 7 months now. I originally came from Dutchess County. I actually helped and start and operate the Dutchess County Stabilization Center. So I'm really familiar with the services. I did bring a drawing of the layout. I know the last time I was here, I brought it, but for those of you who haven't seen it, it might be helpful. Kind of give you an overview. So these are the preliminary drawings that we have from Pomerico, which we have already contracted with to set up the space so that it meets regulation and licensure. So this is ultimately what space would look like and what we're working on doing construction for and discussing today for this resolution. So the space is going to consist of different group rooms that are going to serve youth, and it's also going to serve adults. It also will have a medical component to it. So you'll see in the top right corner here, you're going to have substance use rooms. So someone will be able to be given medication through nursing staff for the beginnings of withdrawal or mental health needs. So that will be contracted with the vendor People USA to provide that service. There's also going to be a separate entrance you'll see on the bottom right. That's where police are going to be able to have a secure access point. So if they find someone in the community that's really struggling in crisis, not necessarily needing to be arrested or brought to the emergency room, they'll have a secure access point to bring someone into the space. Throughout the space, you'll see that there's different nursing stations, there's different offices, there's also laundry facilities, and there's also showers and bathrooms. So someone might come in, they might be homeless. Before you start engaging with them, you might want to offer them some food, get them cleaned up, and then bring them into one of the therapeutic group rooms to get services and connected to next steps. So that could be a variety of things. It could be an outpatient clinic for mental health, or it could be inpatient services if needed for the hospital, which is ultimately the goal, trying to avoid, bring costs down. And then there's also outpatient detox services that will be able to be offered, so we can refer them directly to that service. But they can be induced on those medications while on site. So at least we don't lose those people falling through the gaps. While they're there, they can be comforted. They'll be monitored by nursing staff, given a brief physical, and then sent on to the next step. So 24 hours, 7 day a week service that will be offered at 360 Broadway. So that's what we're looking at today to solve any funding.
All right, great.
So if you have any questions, I'm here. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion?
And how large is the facility?
How large is it?
Yeah, how large?
So I believe each floor was 6,000 square feet per floor, and there's four floors at 368, so it's around 6,000 square feet.
Per floor?
So per floor. Yeah.
So this floor plan here is
6,000. Yes. Hmm. And so I didn't mention this as well. We're looking at construction timelines. So when we put out the RFP, we really asked the construction to be completed within 6 months. We're getting some feedback that it could be a little bit shorter, could be a little bit longer, we don't know, but 6 months is the contract that we're looking to get into so that we can start as soon as possible.
Yeah, if I could just add, there's a little bit of history with this with some of the funding, and I know there was never a specific allocation for the renovation component, but there was a resolution that had an estimate total for ARPA money on the project of $3 million. And as far as this resolution goes, I realize there's other sources involved, but the ARPA was kept so that we balance out at the $3 million originally estimated in a previous resolution.
Great. Okay. Is that it? All right. So there's a motion to adopt the resolution.
Motion to adopt. Yes, please.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Resolution 19 passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 51, approving the execution of a contract for $130,000 entered into by the county, Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley Department of Finance.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Questions? Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Okay. 51's adopted. All right. I'm going to offer up a motion to block resolution 52, 53, 54, 55, and 56, which are all our authorizations of intermunicipal agreements for the ARPA Parks project.
Move it on the block.
Second on the block.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, questions, discussions on the intermunicipal agreements? Is money moving to the municipalities?
Yeah, just a question for Nate in regards to how many, do we have an idea of how many more that that we're waiting for contracts on that have been?
So all contracts are drafted. There's two that haven't, that were drafted and ready to go in for this month. Village and McCullough's will be in for March. That one will move forward. There is, So I did talk to the supervisor from the town of Ulster. They have to purchase a property to make their project work, and they are working with Scenic Hudson to make that happen. At this point, we both agreed not to put the resolution forward and wait another
month. Was that an unexpected circumstance, or was that?
Not necessarily. It was a little bit. They put in a good application for a. They wanted to create have 100 acres and have it be like a parkland, a forest for the town of Ulster. And it was a good preservation piece with a lot of road frontage.
Mm-hmm.
They were working with Scenic Hudson. They had some initial traction on it. And given the timeline and the deadline for the application, they put it forward to the best of their ability. I think with more time, they've just not heard anything from, you know, it looked good, but they haven't heard anything back from the current property owner. If fingers are crossed, and I'm willing to hold it open a little bit longer, and maybe we'll still get this one in. If not, we'll just have to pivot, and the award won't go forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. So with that, there's obviously money left in parks, and we were going out for round three. Is that what it was?
There was discussion about round three, correct?
Right. So what's our thoughts on that? Chris, was it Chris Legislator Hewitt?
Yeah.
Stewart?
I'm sorry, Stewart.
Yep. No, I think both of them were.
Both involved.
Oh, they were both involved. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that out. All right. So we'll look for that to come through. They haven't finished anything yet, right? As far as submittal on what it was water access, planting of nut trees, if I remember correctly.
So the $2 million.
Edibles, right?
So I think honestly, for the art division, if I can just speak a little thing,
sure.
Particularly if there's, you know, there's other priorities out there like solar and EV,
right?
And we have a number of like the forest contracts and everything like that we have to continue on. So I think there's when it'll happen and if it can all be obligated by the end of the year is a major question. And I don't have the answers to that because honestly, that round three came after solar and EV. So
yeah.
I look at it as coming after solar and EV, but to think of it as an art division priority.
I would agree with that.
$456,000.
Oh, yeah, that was close to $456,000 there for part three. Okay. All right, so we'll have to have a discussion with her. Yeah. Okay, any other questions? All right, so motion to approve the block as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the block as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Resolution 81, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to approve ARPA funding to the Village of Ellenville to sustain governmental services threatened by the COVID-19 pandemic. The resolution authorizes delivery of $178,116 of ARPA funds for the Village of Ellenville to aid in the recovery of negative economic impacts exacerbated by the pandemic. Legislator Gavaris is here to present and speak on the resolution. So, motion for discussion.
Yes, please.
Second. All right, so before I give it to Legislator Gavaris, I'm just going to say something quickly is that Legislator Gavaris gave me a call, and I've always believed that the county is made up of the municipalities. So without the municipalities, there is no county. So for me, when one municipality is hurting and needs a few extra dollars and we have the ability to do that, I'm in favor of it. So with that said, I'll hand it over to Legislator Gavaris.
Thank you, Mr. Corcoran, for that. Ellenville's experienced a exacerbated negative impact from COVID. The increased expenses alone over the last 3 years or 4 years now has just, it's been difficult for Ellenville to manage. Unlike towns and towns and the school districts and the county, the villages are not allowed to go over their taxable limit. They can't just have an overwhelming, a supermajority of people about the board to vote to break the tax cap. They are not allowed to do that. They're stuck at the amount set by the state. And unfortunately, that number hasn't really increased in the last 3 years. It used to be 3.4 million and it went down in 2018 to 3.1. So they actually lost money from revenue starting way back then, and it's just gotten worse with the increased expenses that have occurred over the last few years. The State Comptroller's Office has labeled Ellenville as under severe fiscal stress, and that has been for the last few years, and they are now, I believe, in last place in New York State for fiscal situation. They've had a difficult time recovering from COVID and the increased expenses that have come from it. Ellenville is a qualified census tract. In 2022 census, the poverty level is 28% in Ellenville. That's 1.5 times Kingston. So it's severe poverty in the Ellenville area. Public safety increased need. We've had a lot more need for police over the last few years. Just some numbers from 2021, the police department had 4,483 calls for service. In 2022, it went up to 5,552. And in 2023, it went up to 8,061. So there's been increased amount of staffing needed and overtime that the village, again, their revenue part, they're unable to increase their taxable levy. So they're having to do more with the same. And this money will go a long way to helping them continue to provide services to the community.
Thank you. Any other?
Ellenville is also a disadvantaged community currently, and their schools there are designated as high needs as well. And my grandfather was a postmaster of Ellenville for a little while, so he has a warm place in Denmark. And I know we're going to be focusing some attention on that as well, just letting you know, some more context there.
Yeah, I'd like to be heard for a moment. I think that I have no objection to using funds in this way, but I think that we should be pushing the Village of Ellenville to review exactly. I think Legislator Gavaris's analysis goes a long way, but I believe that the Village of Ellenville should undertake a process to determine how to obtain a budget that is within their means, and this resolution does not call for that and does not advise that. So, you know, I would urge you to make some sort of amendment to the resolution urging Ellenville to take additional measures, and I believe that we may see other villages coming in the same. So, you know, while Village of Ellenville is an exception because it has a public safety department that other villages are not responsible for, I really think that it could be a continuing issue and a continuing shortfall if they don't take additional measures, and we're not urging that here. So I wanted to mention that to you. It is setting a precedent, and it is not encouraging the village to you know, to look deep. I believe that they are, and I understand the value of this resolution, and I do not object to this allocation of ARPA funds, not that it's up to me or the policymakers. Thank you.
Legislator Gavaris.
Yeah, the villages, and I don't get to speak too much for them, but I will say they are looking at the situation that's at hand. There is a new mayor. There is a new trustee that was sort of returning. She was filling a vacancy in the middle of last term, and she was reelected this time, so she's new to this. They have reached out to the State Comptroller's Office. They will be going through the Financial Restructuring Board. That, unfortunately, can't happen until at the very least June, but they are going to be looking at it with the town as well to try to consolidate and share services where they can with the There's new members of the town board as well, so there is a desire to collaborate and to share where things make sense and to cut the village's expenses down.
Would the legislator consider an amendment to the whereas to include some of that information? Because that way, when people look back on this resolution, they're going to have a clear picture of, you know, the measures. I mean, Ellenville is going through a series of measures with the State Comptroller.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have an issue with it. I guess the language I would have to see first, but the concept I don't have an issue.
The other area the legislature will see the IMA when the IMA comes through. So the intermunicipal agreement will also be an opportunity to review, and the IMA will provide more of that context and that information that we've been working with Legislator Gavaris to really say, how do we help? To the point, how do we help? How do we get the restructuring board in place? What does that look like? And the restructuring board will require that plan. So it will be that plan of how you move forward. So it's just saying there is an opportunity through the IMA as well.
Right, so we get the IMA to include
Correct.
That. That be okay?
I still think it should go in the resolution because years from now and at other times in the future, people are going to look to the resolution. It's hard to get agreements. It's not easily and readily available to the public the way a resolution is. And if you are willing, I mean, not to hold it up now, but I'd be happy to come to Ways and Means and work with Legislator Tavares on one sentence that basically talks about the Fiscal Review Board and how it's going to be delayed, you know, because just the timing is not making it now. It's coming in the future.
Right.
Just one area, not of concern, but we still need the financial reviewer to accept the case.
Yeah.
So.
But they've applied.
Correct.
You could at least acknowledge
you
that.
You could absolutely yeah. acknowledge that. That's just they need to accept this as an area to look at. To what Legislator Tavares has said, they're working to get all their financials in order to bring that board in so that the board can come in with a very clear financial picture of what this is going to look like. They're also entering into the budget cycle now. The county exec's team has offered budget assistance as needed to help them navigate through the budgeting process.
And there's a good, strong likelihood, actually, after we get done with this tonight, that the village will be declaring a state of emergency due to fiscal stress. The mayor is likely to do that. County exec's office was nice enough to help with determining what that means and what the process is. So they would likely be doing that. It might even be tonight, but probably tomorrow.
Good. Any other discussion? So I think with that, again, with the goals of this committee is to get the money allocated so it get to, like, say, Ways and Means, and to readjust it, like in the IMA, to include that, then I think I'd be in favor of putting it up for approval tonight and let it move forward, in my opinion. But I'm going to put that out to a vote. So any other discussion? All right.
Motion to adopt the resolution.
All right. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We'll send it there.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck to the Village of Ellendale, and then, like I said, Ways and Means, work that out.
And we have to take it back up with the amended language, I guess.
Right. You can. Right. Okay. Again, the goals of the committee is to just have, you know, resolutions come forward pending the additional money that we have left. But with that, I'll go to new business.
I'd like to just, I have a one page.
Do what you got to do, Nate. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of like where I won't put you the whole thing in the beginning, but in the end, you can interject whatever you need to interject.
Great.
Under
and
new
sorry,
and old business.
I probably don't have enough copies for everyone. I do have enough for each legislator.
Yeah, you keep it.
So this is pretty quick, and most of everything people are going to hear verbally as well from me. So basically, it's an update on new Treasury guidance. There was a third interim final rule, which basically is just new proposed regulations that go immediately into effect, but then are under review at the U.S. Treasury federal level. I do think it's important, it's my first highlight, so that, and I realize the ARPA committee has allocated funds, so this may be something that is more appropriate going to the legislature as a whole, but at least the legislature should be aware that the guidance, we kind of had the time in the past few months to dive a little deeper into that new guidance, and there is language that makes it clear that an allocation of funds will not meet an obligation. So obligation deadline basically is the end of the year, and for something to be an obligation, it must have a cost incurred, which includes an order placed for property and services, an entry into contracts, subawards, similar transactions that require payment. They specifically make clear that an appropriation, budget, or allocation is not an obligation for U.S. Treasury rules. So don't need to overstress it, but it's something we absolutely need to watch if we want to make use of all the money by then.
Okay.
I've already given a heads up for project management and some of the folks working on, say, the Brownfields program, where we have contracts and $170,000 obligated, but we have a $750,000 allocation. So there's $600,000 that will just disappear at the end of the year unless folks in charge of the Brownfield program work that. So we're watching this. I'm going to need help. So thank you for that. And the part B here, and I think this follows on the agenda with upcoming resolutions. I would like to at least draft, I cannot bring, but I would like to draft and we find a sponsor and a way to put forth, because there is a way by April 30th, 2024 to obligate funds for the administrative services that will likely, I believe, will be needed in 2025 and 2026. I realize it's a little delicate because this is our jobs, but whether it's us or not, this is money you can obligate by April 30th, 2024, so that you can pay people to do things in 2025 and 2026. And I think we can also categorize this money under the 6.1, which is the lost revenue. So there will be flexibility in those positions and those hires, so that if all the work doesn't need to go to ARPA, other work can be done. So it's basically preserving funds for those years. So I look forward to drafting that and getting it to in front of the committee or somebody in the legislature. And then I think I've already hit on ARPA contract updates. So super quick. We still have 3 sewer and water contracts to sign. I'm in touch with supervisors. We do have all this parks contract to sign, and that is something we look forward to move forward on quickly. And then as long as all the funds get used, $2.5 million for solar and EV, we expect a minimum of 25 contracts that would have to be done.
For the sewer and water, Nate, just so the 3 contracts left to sign, and then that's not including what you were talking about before with the town of Ulster.
So that's on parks and.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm actually glad you spoke up. If I can pivot for a second, because there is a 4th sewer and water contract that we have to get to, because we did receive an application from the village of Saugerties.
Yep.
That is gone to Tim Rose. It's under review, as he was kind of a big part of the committee. We need to award, and we need to, if that gets awarded, then it needs to go on. Just want to make
that point. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Question back on B. I get it, understand it, and support it, but how does that allocation equal obligated, like if they're not going to recognize, are we going to be able to obligate those?
So this is like April 30th is a little bit of a gift from U.S. Treasury. I think that's an okay way to say it, because basically U.S. Treasury has given us their 3rd interim final rule, and it basically says, look, we've heard from all the municipalities and folks receiving ARPA across the land, and we understand that there is this issue of how do you obligate funds, particularly if you have budgets year by year for 2025 and 2006. We get it, we understand that. Here's what you do. You have a deadline, April 30th, 2024. You have these 6 categories. I've looked through all of them. Admin is really the one that we truly have a need for. If we just put into our normal US Treasury report that we will need, you know, this amount of funding to cover the staff for those 2 years, then U.S. Treasury will say, okay, you are obligated. And that's all we need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to understand.
Yeah.
The allocation obligation there.
It's actually a super easy way to obligate money, and that's like versus a contract. So it's a nice thing.
Okay.
Nate, do you maybe want to speak about the lost revenue and how that would also obligate too? A little bit?
So given the Resolution 7 and the scope of the ARPA Special Committee, I'm not sure if this is kind of a wider discussion, but it's worth kind of revisiting what lost revenue is. I think it can be misunderstood. It really is a expenditure category of the grant. And it goes all the way back to 2020. Because that was the year that Ulster County had a loss because of the pandemic. And we did the treasury calculation as they told us to do, and we found that county was short on what it expected to receive for funds in 2020, was short $14 million. Reported on that, and that basically, everybody I think knows that $34 million was given to the ARPA committee, but there's a specific, now we have a specific expenditure category, which is really just a grant thing, for $14 million of that $34 million. And it's nice because instead of, there's a streamlined reporting on that $14 million, it can be used for the most flexible category of uses, which is any government service. So it has this very wide, flexible use. And we still have, we've used that expenditure category for a few of our projects. So we've used up about $4 million of that designation. And we have $10 million left over. And I think that's a good thing, because as time gets short, we, and capacity is always an issue because we're only two people currently, if we're just looking at the ARP division. I will just put it out there that we absolutely cannot complete all projects by the end of the year if it's just us. And so lost revenue could be a way to, it would have to potentially have to be an expenditure of that money, but could be obligated. There may be flexibility there to make things, make use of the funds in a quick way. We probably would still need a minimum 6 months. But it should be in everybody's head that it's a help.
Thank you. Any other new business? Old business. So just looking back on what we've allocated, obligated, and all that stuff. So we have the, we've been discussing the land bank for the last 2 years. Yeah. And I know committee members have said we were going to put a deadline on it. For me, I think we hit a stunt. I think tonight's the night. I think the land bank needs to go away because it's not going to happen. So we're going to have that $1 million back into the pot. With that said, we also probably going to have the $1.5 million on the respite house money that we had set aside. So if I'm not mistaken, last we had discussed the executive offices, one wasn't enough, two discussions with Orange County, they're not filling their houses up there, that it just, it wasn't gonna be. So the idea here would be is that, you know, we get 1.5, we've got the one. If we could come up with something that goes in the direction of the, what we were thinking about with the respite house, we could pull that together and have, you know, have a nice funding pot of 2.5 million to come up with a project. So that would be something, obviously discussions with the exec's office, ideas to come forward to bring us something that's substantial, you know, because there was always a discussion on ARPA money being watered down, 500 there, 200 there. Well, we're at that point where we're getting to a point of no return. And if we have 2.5 million, I think there's a project that could substantially be had with discussion. So I'm putting that out there for everybody to think about, to bring something forward with that money. Water and sewer, there's still $358,000, and I'm going to throw that to Legislator Levine.
Yeah, well, it's the Village of Saugerties has put in their application for $400,000, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's in.
It is in. So, and that'll utilize most. It's actually, I believe, about, and I forget, I believe it's 420. It's slightly higher than 400,000.
Okay.
That's when I last looked at it. So, but it will utilize pretty much all of the sewer water, maybe a little left.
Okay.
So no more rounds for sewer and water.
That would finish it. If the Village of Saugerties comes through and everything works out, then that'll finish the monies in water and sewer. Mm-hmm. Correct? That'll be it.
It'll be darn close.
No, we're darn close.
Yeah. Well, the well will be tapped after I...
Okay. And then the last of it would be, again, we had just discussed it earlier about the $456,000 left in parks. So, again, like I said, I agree that it doesn't take precedence over solar and the other things you have to do, so that's fine. So if that money ends up in lost revenue at the end, so be it. I mean, unless somebody else has another idea. But that's what I had for some of the old business. Anybody else? Because with that said, there was money from the jail demo, but that's now been moved into the resolution 81, so that's cleaned up. So I think we got most of it cleaned up with the 1 million, the 1.5, the water and sewer money looks like it's gone, and the only thing else sitting out there would be the parks money, the 456, which I'll leave on those legislators for their input on that. But again, knowing that it's going to get, how can I say, I want to say less attention, but it's going to be tough for them to get around through with having to do everything else we got left on our plate. So.
Well, you have 17 contracts for parks.
Yes.
That need to be signed, so you have to get that in the pipeline before you can even imagine getting a round three out.
Yeah.
So if there's another way, if we have money left over in that bucket, is there another, like, could we reroute it somewhere else and just abandon the idea of a third round of parks?
I'm okay with that based on what we have to do left and what I've heard.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, and then the agricultural, that was it. We put that out for applications for an employee.
I have not heard of a hire yet.
They were interviewed.
But I also haven't been in touch with economic development, I will say. So hopefully to make that more economic.
Okay, so that's the other outstanding.
Legislator Clinton, was that brought up at the economic?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, all three of us were actually there.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
I was quiet, and I was hoping the chair would bring it up, but she didn't.
I'm not even there.
He was just trying to make me feel included.
Yeah. I was just keeping her on her feet.
I guess we'll discuss that with the chair when I see her next.
Can I ask, is it possible for you to just put out, like, a timeline of, like, if not by when, then never? Like, I know you had that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you had that pie chart before, but, like, we have all of these things that have, you know, like, the land bank and the respite houses. Like, okay, if you don't have this, you know, out, like, in motion by this time, then we have to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Just so that we can get an idea of, like, if we need to start thinking about other ways to spend this money. I know we need to start thinking about other ways to spend this money, but, like, there's stuff that's in progress and it's, like, working, and then there's stuff that we have done nothing about.
Right.
And so that's what I'm saying is, like, if we can have an idea of how much money we could start rerouting to other things, that would be super helpful.
Absolutely. And I'd be glad to create something.
Okay. Yeah. That would simplify it. Basically, here, this is what we've got. This is the deadline we got to move it. Instead of go back.
So I've worked on real quick, and I sent it to the controller. She has go that I have an amendment, but I don't know for Amber question. Is it better to do it tonight or?
The resolution's already been adopted tonight. I cannot accept an amendment right here, right now. I have to write it up and put it before everyone.
Yeah, can we do it? We can.
I can do it for waiving meetings. Yeah.
Okay, so there's no problem doing it. Okay.
No problem doing it. Ways and Means.
That's what I was thinking. Once we push that out of here, I got the Ways and Means that get adopted over there.
Yep.
That's perfect. Thank you. No, it's perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
And then we'll just have to take that up at our next meeting, or
No, we
don't have to.
We're done.
It'll get amended in Ways and Means.
Yeah.
And then it will be on the February 13th.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's
as
the
amended.
Idea. It gets out of here, and they adopt over there. We accept on the floor. We're done. Our obligations are done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more discussion? We good? Motion for adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thank you.